BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Michael, I'm 21 and I'm from London. You might not know this, but I've been a body double for Simon Cowell and The Hoff. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Yeah, Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Michael, hi.
Hello.
Thanks very much for introducing the show today.
That's right.
So, how did you get to be body double for Simon Cowell and The Hoff, please? I'm intrigued.
Well, I was working as a runner for the company that produce Britain's Got Talent.
Right.
And basically each day they do a full dress rehearsal before the live shows.
And the judges sometimes aren't there, are they?
No. The judges don't actually arrive until the live show because they're not allowed to see the rehearsals or anything.
Yeah.
So, so I was asked on the first day to be Simon Cowell, which was pretty fun. So I got a little sticker that said Simon on it, and I got to do the walk-on with the fireworks and everything.
So when the big doors open and all the judges are revealed, that was you?
Yep, that was me. I did it before Simon Cowell does it live.
And all the fireworks going off and all that?
Yep, all the pyrotechnics need to be tested, so I was the one to test them. Well, I didn't directly test them, but yeah.
So you don't look like Simon Cowell, you just wear a sticker that says Simon Cowell, and that makes you Simon Cowell's double?
It does, yeah.
Do you have to wear one of those V-necks that he's so fond of?
No, I don't. I got to wear a microphone, though.
Okay.
Did you have to wear your trousers high?
No, I didn't. It was optional, but I chose not to.
And then the next day, you were the Hoff?
Yep. The next day, I basically got a Hoff sticker, so, that was pretty fun as well.
So weird. Did you attempt to do any of their mannerisms when you were being them?
No, we were told not to. So, and I know one of the other guys, the day that I was Simon, he was Michael McIntyre, I think he was, and he tried to do something funny and the director didn't really like it.
No, they don't, do they?
No.
Don't try and emulate Michael, darling.
No.
Did you get to press the buzzers?
No.
Oh, rubbish.
No, we weren't allowed to do that.
Oh, well, at least you had smoke on your entrance, though.
Yeah.
What a... Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Good to speak to you.
Yep.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I like people who have been stand-ins for famouses. If anyone else has had that experience, do let me know. It's a weird experience, isn't it? Oh, I'm now the Hoff. I've got a badge. All right, it's Mills. Wednesday and the day after the actual Brits. Oof.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Coming up after 4:30, Loose Lips is back. Who can keep a secret? We'll find out. It's one of Chris's mates today. Are they generally a trustworthy lot? Your friends? I mean, you are, obviously, because we did it a couple of weeks ago with you, and you just remained absolutely tight, watertight.
Yeah, yeah. And they're generally a good bunch, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't even met Sadossa yet.
Have you not?
No, never.
We need to sort that.
I haven't met Chango. I haven't met Chinese Dave.
Oh, we'll come out one night.
All right, cool. Would they like that?
Yeah,
they'd love that. More importantly, would I fit in?
I think, maybe not. Maybe not.
Do you have to give me a stupid nickname?
Well, you'd just be Millsy.
Millsy, yeah. Yeah, put a Y on the end if all else fails. No Becky today. She's a bit ill. So it's just me and him. It's 4:22. One Direction, who smelt very good last night at the Brits. Coming up. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. We were just talking about Ed Sheeran's strange outfit changes at the Brits last night. When he went on stage, wearing his kind of T-shirt and trainer combo, but then looking smart as the rest of the time. It's like, why didn't you wear that on stage? Who are you, please?
I'm Amelia.
Can you shed some light on this?
My best friend works in the fashion industry and was lucky enough to dress Ed for the Brits.
Right.
And was really excited that he was going to be in the suit that she chose.
Right, so did she...
And then she was watching along and then saw him in the hideous T-shirt. She was absolutely livid.
No, come on, it wasn't a hideous T-shirt. It was an Ed Sheeran standard T-shirt.
It wasn't the suit, though, was it?
It wasn't. So what did she actually dress Ed?
She dressed Ed. Very exciting.
And I bet she had loads of photos of him, like, looking well smart.
Yeah, she's loving it. You know, I feel as though I'm friends with a celebrity because she's touched him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But, probably just got his inside leg, to be honest, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that. That's naughty.
Well, no, it's not really. Mm. They do it a lot with tape measures and stuff. Oh, well, that's good. Thank you. No idea why, no?
No idea. Obviously, wanted to relax on stage and then get them booted again afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's a comfortable thing. He just wanted to feel relaxed, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Anyway, so it's time for Loose Lips. So here's what we did. We tested out one of Chris's mates today and found out how trustworthy he was. So who's it we're calling? We're actually calling Sir Dosser off of Bish Bash Bosh.
We are, yeah.
Amazing. So we called him up and we told him a humongous secret and told him not to tell anybody else. You know how Loose Lips work. So we call someone up, tell them the secret, then we get another of their mates to call them and see if they blab it, even though they've been told to keep it absolutely to themselves. Now, you know, sometimes I do the National Lottery on television. This Friday, I'm on with the Hoff on Friday night. And we called up Sir Dosser and told him that we had the winning numbers on the lottery. Now, obviously, the lottery is live, so that's not possible. But here's what we said to him, just to see if he, one, falls for it, and two, tells anyone else.
Hello?
You alright, Ollie? It's Chris.
Yeah, you alright?
Yeah, mate, I'm calling off my work number.
Alright, cool, no worries.
I was at the Brits last night. Well,
you went, I remember you saying.
Yeah, I went to his party afterwards, it was good.
Sick. Who'd you meet?
Plan B.
Oh, mate.
And the cast of The Only Way is Essex.
Plan B, was he cool?
He was, yeah. He was cool. And I met Baby Spice, which was a sort of ambition of mine. And yeah, do you know who she is? And who else? I'll tell you about it next time. Right, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anyone else.
Yeah, I swear, promise.
Right, so I was with Scott last night.
Yeah.
And you know he does the lottery?
Yeah.
You know it's the midweek draw tonight?
Yeah.
I've managed to get hold of some of the numbers. Scott had a few drinks last night.
No way.
Yeah. And I've got hold of, I haven't got them all, I've only got four of the numbers. But the only problem is, you can't tell anyone, because...
I swear to God, mate.
Have you got a pen?
No. I'm outside, I can get a pen.
Yeah,
one second, mate.
No, it's alright, you might be able to remember them. I know you've only got a couple of minutes, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah,
Ollie, whatever you do, mate, don't tell...
I promise, on my dog, mate.
Otherwise, I'm going to get in big trouble.
Cool.
All right, I'll just tell you him, yeah?
Yeah, one second, mate.
I haven't even told Dougsy or anything, Butler. I know we can earn a bit of money out of this.
Yeah, mate, it's cool. Yeah, go on.
It's only four numbers, but if... You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Chango working with you today?
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Promise, mate. Promise, honestly, I've said.
And we'll split the money, all right?
How much would it be?
I don't know, because it's four numbers, so it's probably only about 100 grand.
No way.
I know, but it's not the millions, but it will do. But, mate, I can't say it's enough. Just don't tell anyone, all right?
It's on my dog, mate.
All right.
I swear it down. Well, what about tickets and that?
If you just get hold of a ticket, but choose those four numbers, obviously two of them...
I've never done the lottery, how do I do it?
You just go in, and just, go into a newsagent. You've done the lottery, surely?
Nah.
Well, I'm gonna get a couple of tickets, you get one as well, and all you do is, you choose six numbers between 1 and 49.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
And then you just put those four.
Those are the numbers.
Alright.
Don't tell anyone though, alright, mate?
Promise, mate, yeah.
Alright, I'll catch you later.
Right, mate, see.
Alright, don't tell anyone. Bye.
Promise, bye.
Bless. So, Sir Dosser thinks he now has some of the winning numbers for tonight's lottery. Not actually possible, because the draw is live, and then they come out live, so how would you know them before? But he did fall for it. Bless him. Obviously, I put animal noises where the numbers were. We completely made up the numbers, but some doofus somewhere will go and buy a ticket with those numbers on. So I thought it was best. Okay. Now, he knows the secret. He knows not to tell anyone. You've said that to him several times. But as soon as we'd put the phone down in that conversation, he called your mobile, didn't he?
He did, yeah. But I didn't know what to do, so I just ignored it and then called him back.
Right, okay, so just kind of let it ring out, and then we thought we'd call him back. Here he is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sorry, mate, my signal's really poor.
No worries.
Did you just call me?
Yeah.
What's up?
Just seeing, was it Thunderball or Lotto Hot Picks?
What do you mean? For the lottery ticket?
Yeah, there's two different types of tickets.
Where are you now?
In the shop.
Oh, okay. News agent?
Yeah.
You need the normal lotto one. It's just, if you ask the accountant, what they're called? Checkout person. Just ask for the normal lottery. Just do one, because I'm going to get one as well.
Alright. That's the one for tonight. Alright, cheers. Alright, yeah, got it.
Alright, mate, no worries. I'll speak to you later.
Nice one, cheers.
Right, wait.
Oh, God. So now he's bought the ticket, despite having never done the lottery before in his life. How is that possible? Everyone's done it once, surely. What do you do, then? You go in... Yes, just go to a newsagent. It's quite widely available. So, the worrying thing here is now we had to get another person in the circle of friends to call him quite quick and see if he would blab this amazing information. The reason that we had to speed the call along was because I had visions of him maybe, I don't know, buying a yacht or a house with the money that he thinks he's going to get. So we called him back quite quickly.
Yeah, and can I point out on this call, I'm Starkey, that's their nickname for me.
Yeah.
And we got my mate Banksy to call Butler.
Okay, right, I love your names for your
Stick
friends.
Stick with it.
Right, cool. So here is another person in the circle of friends calling Sadossa and seeing if he will actually... tell us the amazing news.
Hello?
Butler?
Yeah.
Hi, Geez, this is Banksy.
What are you up to?
Oh, just giving you a shout, mate. Possibly about this weekend. I don't know if you've been in touch with Starkey at all, mate.
Sort of. Not really. I saw him a week or two ago. I saw him last weekend, actually.
All right. He said he'd get hold of you just to see if you were about this weekend, because Danny and that were talking about coming down.
I'm about this weekend.
You are? Oh, quality. I thought he said I spoke to him last night, and he said he'd be in touch with you the next sort of day or so.
I ain't heard anything about that, and I haven't spoken to him.
All right, not at all.
Now, when are you boys thinking of coming down?
Well, probably Friday or Saturday night, we're thinking.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but definitely up for a big night out with you boys.
All right, quality. He has one thing that Starkey tried to get hold of me today. It was a bit weird, mate. I'm not sure. He left like a voicemail. I don't know what. He seems to be getting excited over something. Have you heard anything from him at all?
Not today, no.
No?
No. I've been at work all day. I've just looked at my phone.
I don't know, he sounded like he was sort of... I mean, a bit nervous on the phone. I was like, what the hell? I've not heard
nervous.
Of him since New Year's.
I don't know, mate. Pretty excited that you boys are coming down.
He's just buzzing over that. Are you sure there's nothing else going on?
Yeah, mate.
He's not got some sort of announcement or anything like that at the moment.
No.
God, you know something. What are you giggling about?
Huh? I'm not getting the wind. I'm outside at work, freezing in the wind. That's that. I'm not giggling.
He's mentioned something about money. I don't know what exactly, but he sounded excited about it anyway.
He sounded excited.
I think that's to do with why he wants us to come down at the weekend, maybe, just to go out on the lash afterwards, after something.
We're always up for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got to get back to work, mate, honestly.
Alright, no worries, pal.
Alright, good to hear from you, though.
Mate, I'll see you at the weekend, yeah?
Alright. Yeah, definitely,
mate. Take care. Cheers, pal. Bye. Oh, he's a good friend. However, if I really did think that I was going to split the money with someone and win 100 grand, I don't think I'd tell anyone. Apparently, you're lucky to get 100 quid for four numbers. Oh, right, okay. But, Sadossa is a good mate.
He's passed the test there, that's the point.
Kept his mouth shut. He promised... And let's not forget, he did promise on his dog.
On my dog, mate.
Now, what is that?
I think he means he's just, you know, like you swear on something, I swear on my life. Or say he does it on his dog.
I would say, like, in those situations, I say I swear on my own life or, like, swear on my mum's life or something. But I've never used an animal.
On my dog, mate.
Ever.
We use that from now on.
Yeah, on my dog, mate, yeah. What? BBC
Radio 1. On my dog, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you are a fan, as I am, of my former Big Thing, which we played earlier on, Lil Wayne and Bruno Mars and Mirror, you're not going to like this at all. One of our listeners has been on, called Leanne, and Leanne is pointing out that it sounds a lot like something else. And we've just checked, and I've got to say, as much as I love this song, it really does. This is going to put you off it maybe a little bit if you love this song. So, here is Lil Wayne and the start of Mirror. And here is Bewitched, To You I Belong. Listen to this. Oh, God. Same. Not one of their best hits. Lil Wayne. Bewitched. Oh, no. Sorry, everybody. Really does, though.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So, yesterday, Chris here was invited by me, not to the actual Brit Awards, because that's a hard ticket to get, but to one of the after parties, and we had a lovely time, didn't we, Chris?
It was good fun, yeah.
Yeah, and we met Professor Green and his new lovely girlfriend.
Yeah.
Had a chat with them. Was it a bit surreal for you?
It was just weird, because you're in a room and there's lots of famous people, you know? It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's not normal, is it?
No.
And also, the people you kind of speak to in a group, you would never normally see those people together. So, like, you do have Nicole Scherzinger talking to Emma Bunton, talking to someone from Made in Chelsea, and they're all having a chat, and it's just a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit weird. Anyway, so Chris doesn't really own any smart clothes, because, you know, fair play to you. You rock a hoodie well. You like the trainers. You've only just got rid of the chain, so it's work in progress. But, and the wet look gel, which is off now and now replaced by wax. Because you did used to buy one of those green tubs, didn't you? Like the really big ones.
Like, I did, yeah.
For a pound. So we went to shopping yesterday in the morning just to try and smarten him up a little bit because, you know, his first Brits party. He's very excited.
But I've got a suit, but you've previously told me when I've worn that with you that I just look... It was it oversized, like, and I look like an estate agent.
Yeah, it looks like your dad's suit and it looks... Yeah, you. It's. I mean, there's nothing wrong with estate agents, but no, maybe not for that. You wanted somebody a little bit more casual, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quite a kind of straight suit. So we went to several shops yesterday to try and get, like, a blazer and some dark jeans. Now, this is the second man shopping trip I've been on with you because, obviously, you like to have me there to... Not that I'm a fashion guru, but I do have a little bit more of a clue than you.
Yeah, you got more knowledge in the fashion sense than me.
Yeah, not much, but it's kind of the blind leading the blind, but it's better.
Mm.
So, what is the rule here, everybody? Could you let me know if you work in a shop? This is our second shopping trip now to buy clothes. Now, Chris isn't confident about what he looks like. He doesn't really know what suits him. So, is it wrong that I want to not go in the changing room with him, not into the fitting room, but just stand outside so occasionally he can pull back the curtain once he's changed and go, Millsy, what do you think? And then kind of pull it back again. Now, I think that girlfriends and boyfriends go into the cubicle together all the time, right?
Yeah, that seems to be okay.
Yeah, that seems to be fine. But I want to know what the rules are because with two blokes, it's not allowed. And I wasn't even... There was an imaginary line that this shop assistant invented. She was like, you can stand there, which is right in front of the changing room. You can't stand there, which is right in front of the changing room, but you can stand there, literally a foot back from where the changing room was. So and there wasn't a line on the floor, so she's just created this imaginary line where I'm not allowed to go past. And this is the second time, the third time I think it's happened, because we went to two shops, and I was like, am I allowed to stand here? No, I'm sorry, you're not, no.
But I don't know why, because I just wanted your help.
I know. It's just like, oh, we're not going to do anything in there, are we?
No,
we're not.
No, we're not.
No, we're really not. And Mel, who's working on the show today, was saying that girls have this as well. Are girls allowed to go in together or not?
Sometimes
not. No. What's the rules on this? Who created the imaginary line? And, like, you just want to know what you look like in the clothes, and you want a second opinion. What's wrong with that? I don't understand what's going on. And if I bet you, if we went shopping again, which I know you want to do soon because you like the smart look now, it will happen again. And I just feel that I'm being singled out. What is going on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, loads of shop assistants have been on. I didn't know all that kind of thing happened in the fitting rooms. I'm just there to try on clothes. Do you know what I'm saying? Or to help my friend out here who doesn't really have a clue. A lot of people are saying we may have looked suspicious. We don't look like shoplifters, do we?
I was uncomfortable, but I don't think I looked suspicious.
Maybe they confuse your uncomfortable face for suspicious face. Everyone is saying, take something to the changing room too, so you can go in and help him out. That's Sam from Inverness and loads of other people. Say he's your lover, and then they'll let you in. I'm not prepared to go through that.
I'm not doing that.
I'm really not doing that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, more than two awkward moments from my Brits experience yesterday. I mean, Stu, she have the pictures of the other ones. They're not that bad. I mean, I've been worse. The awkward moment where I walked into the beauty spa. This was actually live on air. And this is where the stars have massages and have their nails done and stuff. And asked the lady if she had any appointments today and could she fit me in. And then realised that she had her hands out because she was drying them flat. She didn't work there. She was one of the customers. That was good. That's on the free download, actually. Really awkward. Just wanted the floor to open up and swallow me, really. And then there was the other moment where I thought I was talking to Skrillex for about 2 minutes. Luckily, it was really loud. And I said to who I thought was Skrillex, so how were the Brixton gigs? And it was a girl and wasn't Skrillex at all. I don't think she heard me say about the gigs. It was so loud. So I think I got away with it. But really, really did look like Skrillex. But I think there's a lot of people about that do. In fact, we've just found a website with women who look like Skrillex.
This is amazing.
I know. It is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it about. I mean, you see Skrillex pretty much every day somewhere.
It's like the new Where's Wally.
It really is. The temporary one that doesn't speak, who's on today in the absence of the actual one, thought he saw Skrillex behind the bar serving him a vodka at All Bar One in Manchester just last week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. I've got a lot of people working in retail onto me now saying that there is a law which is you're allowed to go into the fitting room area, but you're not allowed to actually go into the fitting room with another person. So I wasn't trying to do that. I was literally just about 2 feet away from the changing room. Would they let me see what you were trying on? No, they wouldn't. So I should have complained. I should have kicked right off. Let me in. Lots of sightings of Skrillex everywhere. This is going to be a thing, I think. Andy's been on, convinced he saw Skrillex in Stockport McDonald's earlier this afternoon. You can't even watch TV without seeing a Skrillex everywhere. Ben's been on from Reading. Think about it. Milhouse from Simpsons. Skrillex. Think about it. Same hair, glasses, only yellow. Okay, coming up after six, we have got some innuendo bingo. Becky's off poorly sick today, so we're going to do that thing where Chris listens to the clips of the innuendo, leans back, and then hopefully the water will go all over his actual face. It's going to be a messy one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's loads of people playing along tonight. We've got Emily and Catherine, who've actually ran back to the car from Newport Pagnell Services to listen to innuendo bingo. Hope you got some water there. Maybe just spit out the window of the car or something. Also, Lauren and her mate in Romford are taking a break from studying to play along. So there's two of you there. Got the water ready. Dan and Sarah are playing together in crew. Hannah Anderson is looking forward to some mega lols on innuendo bingo. And so is Joe Gardner playing by himself, by herself. Sorry, that's Joe, who's a girl. Okay, let's do this.
One person, one cup of water, one bin. This
It's innuendo bingo. Right, Becky's ill today, so it's just Christopher on his own.
All right.
Oi, 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 what's this with the with the sheeting now?
We're not going to get away with it.
No, absolutely not. Put that away immediately.
It's just so
don't
much...
Don't be putting stuff on now. Like, normally you just do it in your hoodie, which is what you need to do today.
All right.
I know that you're going to get wetter than normal because you're playing on your own. And basically what happens is we play the clips that you've been sending in of things that sound a bit off the radio and TV. Chris puts the water in his mouth, but leans his head back, so when it does actually spit out, it goes. You just get it kind of back on yourself, a splashback. So, let's play innuendo bingo. Let me know if you're playing along at home. 81199, let me know how you do, and whether you managed to keep the water in or not. All right, Chris.
All right.
Okay, it's probably not the best game to play after a night at the Brits parties, but let's see how we get on. Thanks so much, by the way, if you've been sending in the clips this week. Love it that every time you spot something, you just send it in. It's really, really good. Thank you. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Nice big gulp of water, please. Prove that it's in there. Okay, good. Now look up into the air. Daisy in Bedford has sent this one in. And this is from the brilliant Channel 4 Fly on the Wall show, The Hotel.
It's liquid sunshine. Listen, you can't have a British barbecue unless your hot dog gets soggy.
Oh. Well held. Well held.
It's all good.
Well held. Okay. Oh. Very good. I love that guy, Mark. He's like the best hotel manager in the world. Okay. Ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Roger. Right. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And swimming with crocodiles. Ryan in Liverpool's been watching that. What a show. Here we go. Head back nice, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A croc's length is roughly double its tail, making this one 3 metres long. Next, Adam conducts his vision test, carefully extending his pole towards the crocodile's eyes to see at what point it will respond.
Oh, that was terrific.
Straight in your eye. I actually prefer it sometimes playing like this.
It goes up your nose.
Look at you now. I wish you could see this.
No, this
I wish you could see
good.
This. Right. Oh. That was a good one. Okay. More water, please.
How many of these?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
More water. Lean back. Lean back. Gary's been on, and he spotted this one from Young Carpenter of the Year. Wow. What? What was that? What was the spray?
Such a...
That wasn't even the one.
What are we listening to?
It does sound a bit Dodd. Well, I think I've seen that film.
Oh, no.
Definitely recognise it. Well, yeah. Okay. Oh, not again.
Is that the whole clip?
No. That's not it. That's not innuendo, is it? Right, more water, please.
I don't...
There's a slow spray there. It was good. Ready? Head back. You're so...
This is getting messy.
Okay, right, come on. Get used to the music in your head.
I need Becky here. I
Get used to the music in your head. Don't let the music put you off. I know, it's all in your hair. You're so actual dripping.
Let's just do this.
Come on, then. Oh, that's what I'm saying to you. Well,
boiled, that's what you are. Cheeky Chippy Carl certainly knows how to handle his wood.
You've lost it. Game over.
Next one.
Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, next one.
Is that one of those ones where you can't move on from?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Richard, in Bristol. Thanks, Richard. Water?
Mm.
Head back. Oh, my God, your hoodie is covered. This is from BBC Radio 4's The Archers.
Mm. Oh, that's a fine-looking piece of meat.
Isn't it?
Feels best. So go on, Helen, what's it going to be?
Beef Wellington.
That was kind of like a little slow spray. Like a little fountain, like a water fountain. I like that.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. And we're going over to some football next on Radio 5 Live. Alan, off of the Forest of Dean, kindly sent this one in. It's Liverpool v Brighton. Did you watch it?
Mm.
You did. Okay, right. Head back.
That was a brilliant counter-attack right up until the final pass, and it's not often that Steven Gerrard gets it wrong.
Well, yeah, it is. And the other thing as well is he kept coming inside Gerrard to just draw the defender in a bit more.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you've gone all red. Did that hit the actual ceiling?
No.
No, it didn't.
No,
it definitely didn't.
It did not hit the ceiling, everybody. Hello, engineers. It didn't.
It didn't go anywhere near.
Absolutely not. Okay. Right, next.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's loads.
Oh, come on.
Dry your eyes, mate. Get the water in there, please. Go on, pigs. Head back. And now, this from the FA Cup.
Peter, you're going to be drawing the home teams. Get those balls, all of them if you would, out of the bag. I know you've been spilling them very regularly in rehearsals.
It's just raining on me.
It's just like a rain. Okay. Right, there's two more.
Come on, you choked on that one.
You can get through this. Two more. Right, water please. Sam and Sal, thanks very much for contributing to tonight's innuendo bingo. Jamie Oliver's been on.
Now, I've got these lovely sausages here. And just get a little bit of olive oil and just rub it all round your sausage.
Not even funny anymore. Oh, he's shivering now. That was a good one, though.
Yeah.
Really good. Oh, God. I've never seen this before. Like, look at the state of you.
Yeah.
It's like... Someone's, you may well just chucked water on yourself.
We were going to go to the pub after this as well, weren't we, potentially?
Maybe I'll get you a new top from upstairs. There's probably a nice T-shirt of the Hoosiers or something lying around.
Who?
Yeah. Normally is. Okay, this is from Steve in Nottingham.
Is this the last one?
Yes, it is, Chris. Right. You ready? Okay. And this is from Radio 4. Head back.
Some kind of magic through sound or touch.
Radio magic. Yes, touch would be good, where you touch something and it's soft and suddenly it's hard and then it's soft again.
It's a little trickle there to end on. Well done, Chris. You might want to get out of that because you're going to be freezing.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.